Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength, and happiness. Podcast is back. Oh, I'm so into this podcast for you. I really hope you're enjoying it so far and perhaps inspired to listen to every episode. Who knows? Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about sciatica. I think we'll be delving into more depth of sciatica and how Pilates and exercises and different things, it's not just that, can help you and prevent, recover, reduce sciatica, heal from it, etc. It's going to be a really interesting journey with the back, with you, body and mind this year. And it's a subject close to my heart because I really have suffered from sciatica quite a lot in the past. And that's been due to prolapsed discs and also because of having ongoing spinal stenosis, which means there's a narrowing of the nerve root. So there can be a more of a tendency for sciatica, like nerve pain, to come on and off at different levels. For me these days, it's intermittent and very mild. But I'm excited to talk about this with Amy L today. Amy L Robinson is today's guest. And Amy L is a global, well, as well as being a lovely friend, she's also an incredible expert in massage. She's a global massage expert for hotel spas and luxury lifestyle, has a fantastic franchise and think training. So it's really, really wonderful to have her on the podcast. I started teaching her many, many years ago, and it's just fantastic for today to hear about her journey with it. And also, you know, for some, you know, men get, you know, sciatica, women get sciatica, and it can be for different reasons. It can be for different reasons as well. And one of those reasons can be having had a cesarean birth. Sometimes it can be due to slip discs there's some sort of pressing on the sciatic nerve and it causes these horrible symptoms. So we're going to talk to Amy L about this today. And sometimes as well with the cesarean, I did have an emergency cesarean. I'm going to go on about that today. Let's not talk about it. Oh my goodness me. The pain and the recovery. You have to start your Pilates all over again. It needs to be very, very gentle. And you know, for some women, sometimes the cesarean is planned and sometimes it's emergency. Sometimes it's very emergency. Sometimes it's life-threatening. And the recovery can be very variable depending on what's going on. Also depending on what your fitness is like beforehand as well and your health and well-being. Many, many factors. And I think the interesting thing is even if your fitness is good, or deemed as being good prior to a cesarean or emergency cesarean, I've, as you know, I've been teaching a long, long time, and I've experienced the cesarean thing and the sciatica thing. My goodness, does Pilates help? However, it really has to be at the right pace for the person. And it's all very well knowing what exercises are good to help recover from sciatica and things, but there are a myriad of levels within that, and you have to get the level right. Otherwise, you're going to be doing more harm than good. So that's where I come in with my teaching with you. And thank goodness I can teach you wherever you are in the world because I teach always now on Zoom, which is just as effective because I can still see you and teach you and stuff. So let's delve into today's interview with Amy L. And I hope it really, really helps and inspires you. Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you had a cesarean or not, whether it's been a prolapse disc or whatever, may Amy L's story and chat together inspire you today. Let's go on to the interview right now. So
We're here. Hi, Amiel.
Hi, Beth.
We started off as you were my client to start with, and they're still That's my right. client. And so we're here today to talk about the benefits of Pilates after cesarean birth. So welcome, Amiel.
Thank you.
So cheers, everybody. I hope you enjoy this.
Cheers.
We love meeting up to do Pilates, don't we?
Yep.
I have massages as well with Amiel, which are amazing.
Yes.
Right. We're about to do some Pilates in a minute, aren't we? So yes. We're going to just have a little talk about how Pilates has helped you, aren't we?
We are today. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, that's all right. Do you have to keep looking that way? That's really weird, isn't it? So how many children have you got?
So I have 5 children.
Yeah.
Yeah, ranging from 19 to 5.
Oh, bless. And I thought it'd be good to start off with how many children you've got and then start talking about cesarean birth as well. It's quite funny having a conversation when you're not looking here. You want to look at someone, don't you? But we're going to look at you. So how did you get into Pilates?
So I remember seeing you on social media after the birth of the last child, which was a cesarean section. And I thought I've got to do something to help with my reoccurring sciatica and to, you know, strengthen my core and get back on track after the birth of the last one. I remember contacting you and talking all about my cesarean.
Yeah, I actually remember teaching you at that time because at that time you were really weak, weren't you?
Very, yeah.
Which is quite common after cesarean. I know what it feels like myself. I have had one cesarean myself. And it's quite, it can vary in the recovery, can't it?
Yeah.
How did you find it?
So the last child, the cesarean, was my second cesarean. 3 natural births, 2 cesareans. First and the last were cesareans. And I did really struggle. I think after the 3 boys, I did have reoccurring sciatica. Was quite debilitating, and I did struggle with, I had an infection after the cesarean the last time. So yeah, I was very weak, really, needing lots of help with various different things from you.
Yeah, so how did, you've been learning your Pilates one-to-one, so how has it helped in relation to recovery from cesarean and with the sciatica as well?
So the sciatica, I don't get any more at all. I feel so much stronger, so much fitter, I'm more toned. I mean, even aesthetically after the cesarean, you always have this kind of overhang, which most women are very self-conscious of. But since I've started doing Pilates regularly, it's really sucked my tummy in and, you know, made it really nice, you know, toned. And I just feel inside those deep, deep core muscles that you just can't get to. With most forms of exercise or yourself have really been strengthened, which then helps with my lower back and the whole core in general, which then helps me with lifting the children and working as a, you know, in a physical job as a massage therapist. Yeah. You know, so all of these things have been helped. Thanks, Beth.
Oh, hooray for this. Please say hello, everybody, by the way. You're welcome to say hi. So if you've got any questions as well for Amy L or me, ask away. So because now you're able to do a lot more strengthening exercises for your back now, aren't you? Which
yes.
is great.
Yeah.
How do you feel doing them?
So the strengthening ones are really good because they really, really obviously make you feel strong. And I think once you feel like that, it does help you to overcome a lot of the, you know, parts that used to bother you when you were, you know, weaker. So you're able to do more things. You know, you don't have to like watch what you're doing as much. You know, even something like hoovering before would really set it off. Any kind of lifting, leaning over, you're just able to do a lot more once you're, you know, feeling a lot stronger.
Yeah, you kind of got your quality of life back, haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah,
which is nice. Back to the beginning, how long did it take the scar to heal for you? Do you mind me asking that?
Yeah, that's fine. So the first time I had a cesarean, I was much younger, very, you know, fit and healthy. It didn't affect me as much. But obviously, by the time I'd had the last child, that final cesarean, it did really take a long time. So we're looking at it. It was definitely the 3 months before it started to improve. And I'd say probably anything up to a year before it was, you know, better. It was very sensitive after that, still numb in places and things like that.
Yeah, and did you get in, because a lot of women get inflammation in that area as well, and it's like, yeah, if you do too much it gets inflamed and tender and everything like that.
So for probably 3 years after, until I started regularly doing the Pilates again, it just kind of, I'd have to really watch what I was wearing. I couldn't wear jeans, I had to wear leggings all of the time, nothing that would press on it, because it was very inflamed.
Yeah, because it took me 12 years before I could wear jeans again.
Yeah.
It took me a long time, and I had to keep buying underwear and clothes that were too big for me, so that it wasn't uncomfortable.
Mm. But I find that with the Pilates, in these deep, you know, core exercises, you just wouldn't be able to do that yourself. You know, you need to be taught by a professional, you know, like yourself, Beth. Because you could actually damage yourself more, you know, because it's like an actual injury as such. It's mm-hmm. You've had a procedure, you've had an operation, so you do really need to be careful.
You do.
And you need to be told how to do it properly and, you know, make sure that you're doing it all correctly. Otherwise, you could go to the gym or, you know, do something yourself and really injure your, you know, deep internal muscles.
Yeah.
It's quite specific toning, isn't it? You know, quite...
Yeah. Yeah, you do need to know what you should and shouldn't be doing, and I don't think there's that many. I don't think that's always very clear in the fitness industry, but luckily, you know, if you have a teacher that's qualified in pregnancy and postnatal, it makes a huge difference, because, and your recovery as well. There's so much. I mean, would you agree, Amy L? There's so much out there for women to get into shape really quickly again, and there's this kind of sit up. Everyone thinks you should be doing sit ups and things like this, which are a big no-no.
Probably the worst thing to do, I mean, I just noticed that the deep core work that you do with me, I can actually feel it working. It's very precise, you know, and it's going from the inside out, you know, and it's really deep strengthening, and then it has that physical effect later on, and you just can't get that. You know, you can superficially tone, you know, and overdo it quite easily, but it's those deep muscles. There's no good turning the top unless the, you know, the bottom's really strong.
Yeah, the deep abdominals, and and obviously it helps with pelvic floor muscles as well.
Yeah,
which is really important after childbirth as well. Have you found that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's all connected.
It's so connected, isn't it? It's so connected. And what's it like? What's it like having the lessons with me?
Oh, very good, Bev. I do enjoy it. I think also, as a very busy mum, I have a business as well. Yeah. You know, it's very, very busy, very hectic. So the sessions, it's something completely for me, focusing on my health and wellness. You know, as a mum, if you're not okay, you can't look after everyone else. You've got to look after yourself as well. It's just so important to make that time for yourself. Mm. And also, you know, I've been for sessions with you before where, you know, I've been, you know, hormonally you can have changes and it can affect you in that way with pregnancy and birth, and the sessions are just so calming and relaxing, all of the breathing, and you have that lovely calming voice, Bev, at the end where we do the relaxation part, which we've done on the beach before with the waves.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a whole experience, really. So yeah, I do really look forward to it, and it is a part of my, you know, health maintenance and lifestyle now, really.
Yeah, that's really good. And you like all the essential oils as well, don't you?
I do, yeah. I like the fact it's holistic, and, you know, it's very complementary with what I do, but it's something that I believe in. And the oils with the breathing, with Pilates, there's so much breathing, and the oils actually help. They just smell so nice anyway. But the benefits of them, you know, incorporated into the session, that's quite clever, Beth.
Yeah, it's just
quite nice.
It's a nice thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a nice thing. Hooray for this.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you something back to the beginning again, because at the very early raw stage, before you're even allowed to start doing, you know, your Pilates, you have to have your checkup, which obviously it's more time after having a cesarean compared to your usual checkup. Did you find that your posture was horrendous after, because there was so much pain?
Yeah. I just couldn't really walk properly, so, you know, anything like I said before, lifting, hoovering, you know, any of these things, it was a bit of a struggle, really.
Well, I hope you weren't doing that in the first week.
No, but, you know, trying to walk was quite impossible, really. Obviously, you can't drive, you can't really do anything. It is a really tough time. I mean, for those first 8 weeks, really, the way you're holding yourself, you've got to feed the baby, you can't sleep in a proper position. You know, just walking around the house, it's baby steps, and you know, you can't hardly do anything. So, yeah, posture's heavily affected, really.
Yeah, it naturally with the pain. I remember naturally with the pain, your body's kind of hunching forwards, and your back muscles are getting weaker, and you're kind of you're protecting yourself. So, how did you find it helped your posture and stuff?
Well, you'd never stretch out that much yourself. You know, having somebody tell you what to do properly, professionally, is really helpful. I think it just feels so much better once you've managed to stretch, because you're all hunched up, you know, like this, and leaning over in pain. So it's good to, you know, stretch out.
Yeah, it's more about getting back. It's more about getting back to normal and getting back to just a natural position initially before the stretching. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Thank you so much for today. Is there any parting words of you want to share with everybody?
Just if you're a mum, this can really help you. I do really think that in every way it can help somebody that's got children or been through pregnancy and birth, and definitely after cesarean. You know, you do have to be careful, and it's really good to have an expert to help, you know. So, yeah, I'd recommend it to everyone, really, and I really enjoy our sessions. Thank you, Bev.
Hooray for this! Thanks so much for coming on. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, Amiel. And cheers, everybody. Thanks for coming, and lots of love. Hope this has helped and inspired in some way. Lots of love. Bye.
Oh, what a wonderful, inspirational chat today with Amiel. Thank you so, so much for coming along for that today. And we're now going to enjoy all together a beautiful, beautiful beach relaxation. So every single podcast is going to be a gorgeous chance for you to relax and just switch off. And I think at the moment in life, we need this these sort of de-stress tools more than ever. And you don't have to have had a lesson with me to enjoy these beautiful relaxations. If you are feeling stressed right now or have any, you know, back pain or anything like that, I highly recommend that you treat yourself, you know, to a 1 or 5 minute relaxation every day or more often. My clients get this every single week, but also they can enjoy these, and so can you, you know, as often as you like. And breathing, relaxation always make you feel better. The first two principles of Pilates are relaxation and breathing. And may you really, really enjoy this in today's beach relaxation. Get yourself all cozy, either sitting or lying down now for your relaxation. Perhaps get a cozy blanket to tuck yourself up with if you'd like to. Enjoy.
Beach relaxation. Take yourself to your favorite beach. Lying down, either with your knees bent for more back support, or with your legs straight if that's comfortable for you. Have a lie down. Wrap yourself in a warm blanket. Tense and release relaxation, starting off with your feet. As you breathe in, tensing your feet. As you exhale, relax your feet. Like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Tensing your calf muscles. Isolate your muscles as much as you can, tensing your calf muscles as you breathe in through your nose. As you exhale through your nose, relax your calf muscles like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Tensing your thigh muscles, breathe in. As you exhale through your nose, relax your thigh muscles like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your buttock muscles, breathing in as you tense your buttocks, in through your nose. As you exhale, relax your buttocks. like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your hands, breathing in as you tense your hands, or simply take a breath in. Make a tight fist as you exhale, relax your hands and whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your arms and shoulders, breathing in as you tense your arms and shoulders, inhale. As you exhale, relaxing your arms and shoulders and your whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Breathing in and out through your nose. And now your face, scrunch your face up as you breathe in. As you exhale, relax your face and whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. And now your whole body, tensing your whole body, inhale through your nose, exhale through your nose, and relax, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Taking yourself to your favorite beach or place, breathing in, tensing your whole body, inhale, relaxing as you exhale, like your body's melting into some soft, warm sand on your favorite beach. The temperature is perfect for you. You love hearing the sounds on your beach. You feel so relaxed and at peace. One more, breathing in as you tense, 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 or big breath in through your nose. Exhale through your nose and relax your whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Breathing in and out through your nose now naturally. Breathing naturally. Just inhaling and exhaling naturally, and your tummy is completely relaxed. You can let your tummy rise and fall, gently and naturally breathing in and out through your nose. Keep this natural breathing going. Having a lie down is so beneficial. It's so good for your back and neck, your discs in between each vertebra. It's good for your posture, muscle balance and alignment, relaxation and energy levels. And out through your nose as you relax. Either slowly roll onto your side and come up to sitting and have a glass of water, or relax even more, or drift off to sleep.
Really hope you enjoyed that relaxation. So if you haven't already, really slowly roll onto your side and come up to sitting. And just sit lovely and tall, and we'll just wake up a little bit together before having a glass of water. And perhaps just circle your shoulders a few times backwards, sitting with good posture. So a really amazing tip of the week is think about how you sit. Yeah, think about how you sit and how you stand. Don't slump. So with the sitting here, sitting nice and tall with a nice relaxed back, then circle your shoulders a couple more times. And circle your shoulders the other way. Breathing in, breathing out, just waking up. And just do a few shoulder shrugs to finish. Just lift your shoulders up to your ears, drop them down. And again, breathe in, breathe out, happy shoulders. And again, breathe in and breathe out. Just wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Get yourself a glass of water now. Move around, have a little walk, perhaps get some fresh air, at least open some windows, or at least have a walk around your home. Maybe get yourself a nice cup of tea. And yeah, I hope that today's podcast has really helped and inspired you in some way. Really hope you enjoyed that beach relaxation. You can always enjoy it again. Share the podcast with your friends. Have an amazing, amazing week, and sending you lots and lots of love. And yeah, love to help you and inspire you with mindfulness Pilates to reduce back pain and feel amazing. Have an amazing, amazing inspirational week. Oh my goodness, something I haven't done for you today. We always do this. Sorry, we haven't done our positive affirmations week. We'll finish with this today then. It's quite a nice way to wake up. Have your water now, get your cup of tea going, and we'll just, let's just pick a positive affirmation of the week. So these are from my positive affirmation cards, Happy Kids cards. Use them with all my adult clients, and they are amazing for children, especially primary age school children. So, and in schools too, of course. Okay, best card for you today is, I love to smile. Funnily enough, I was going to say to you, smile now, smile. I was saying that to clients in class today. Smile. Somebody got this and everybody smiled. It was lovely. Say to you love to smile. Say to yourself, I love to smile. Smiling makes me happy. Smile and have an amazing, amazing week. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.